Women are no strangers to the aviation industry. E. Lillian Todd designed and built aircraft in 1906. Amelia Earhart was the first female aviator to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean in May 1932. Helen Ritchie was the first woman pilot for a U.S. commercial airline in 1934. And Eileen Collins was the first female pilot and commander of a space shuttle. At Texas State Technical College in Waco, the two-year aviation program offers a variety of careers in the industry, including pilot training. Haley Bowman is a student in the program.
I am 21 years old, and I am attending pilot training school here.
Bowman says she originally wanted to be a biomedical engineer, but decided on becoming an airline pilot after wanting to travel.
The best way to do that was to fly and travel at the same time instead of being stuck behind a desk and work to travel.
Bowman was also one of 21 female students out of the 111 students in the pilot program at TSTC during this spring semester. She says there's typically only one other female in class with her and usually flies with a male flight instructor. But she says she has never felt singled out for being a woman. In fact,
I don't really feel like I'm a minority here. I mean, everyone here has equal opportunity, and then we're all trying to do the same thing.
The only challenge she says she faces is the cost.
You have the cost of renting the airplane, and then you have the cost of renting the instructor, and the cost of fuel.
Data from the Federal Aviation Administration found nearly 37,000 female pilots held airman certifications in 2009. In 2018, that number increased to just over 46,000 female pilots.
For about the last 5 years, we've started to see an increase in female pilots, but I think that's got to do with many different avenues.
Angel Newhart is the statewide division director of aerospace at TSTC. Newhart says the increase can be traced to more female pilot students coming from Baylor's Institute for Air Science, as well as an overall increase in the interest for the program. Tim Compton is the assistant director for the Baylor Institute for Air Science. He says there are a total of 9 females of 48 active flight training students in their program. He says students can choose to flight train at TSTC, but some have also trained at Waco Regional Airport or in McGregor. Both TSTC and Baylor have almost 19% female representation in their pilot programs. Compton says this is about double the national average compared to other colleges. Newhart says TSTC has used different recruiting methods, like visiting Oshkosh, an annual gathering of those interested in aviation, as well as joining all-female air races like the Air Race Classic. And now,
we're looking for air races that all of our students can join, not just the females.
Newhart also says they sometimes hire back students after they finish and become certified pilot instructors or CFIs. She says if more women were to graduate and become certified, then more female flight instructors could be there for future students. As for this past semester, there were only 3 women out of 16 flight instructors at TSTC. Outside the aerospace facility, Beth Ramirez is getting her plane ready to fly with her instructor, Stewart.
On and off stalls, steep turns, and slow flight. That's mainly today's flight.
Ramirez is also a student in the aerospace program at TSTC, but is also a Baylor student. Like Bowman, Ramirez says a difficulty was also the cost.
I didn't think it was possible, and then one day it just became possible.
Ramirez joined the aerospace program after switching from an art major. She says she'd like to become an aerobatic pilot one day.
I don't want anyone to think like I'm different just because I'm a girl. Like, I mean, I'm the same.
As for any women or girls wanting to become pilots, Ramirez offered up some advice.
You can do anything you want, literally anything.
In Waco, I'm Caitlin Mills.